Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, of course, special you. Welcome to another episode of this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. And today, I just want to talk to you about, it's already the month of April. Can you believe it? I mean, time flies. We have done 3 months already in the year. And the month of April is always the month where we have Easter. And I know that at this moment in time, there's the new Triangle Health magazine coming out as well, always in this period. And I just want you to know that talking about Easter, talking about stress, talking about sugar, the stress-sugar connection, I wrote an article in the Health magazine about that. And it's actually quite intriguing. I have to admit myself that it's really a good article where you can read everything about the stress, the underlying cause of why we eat sugar. Of course, there's a liaison there and what that has to do with Easter and that sugar stress connection. So all interesting articles, things that you can really use yourself to read and to integrate actually in your life. It's not just about what we read or what we hear on this radio. It is all about integration, all about taking little action steps. And in this episode, I am really excited because if you've ever felt like parts of your past still live in your present, if you are like feeling as if something is still holding you back from the peace, the inner peace and the freedom that you so desire and long for, then this episode is truly for you. Because today, honestly, I speak to someone who can tell us a lot about trauma and transformation. I talk to Amanda Charles. And now Amanda, with one foot rooted in science and the other one in the intuitive realms, I believe that she is an international chartered counseling psychologist. She's an international speaker and author of a number one bestseller, what we'll talk about just now. And Amanda empowers people to reconnect with their essence as a multidimensional energetic being and reclaim their innate potential for self-help and self-healing. We're going to talk about self-healing. And with 25 years of expertise, therapeutic expertise, she blends that evidence-based intervention with intuitive, energetic, and spiritual practices. So I'm really excited to talk to that psychic psychologist that we call her because she has really lived a lot of trauma, and I believe that she can tell us how she transformed that. Now, when you read the title of her book, The Psychic Psychologist, Heal Your Past, Find Peace in the Present and Transform Your Future. Honestly, that title says it all because it's not just theory. You and I, we both know that this is a journey we are all invited to take. It is one courageous step at a time. actions, one step at a time. And that is exactly what I stand for in my own work, of course. It's a message that deeply aligns with the work I so love doing every day. True transformation, it begins when we are willing, you and I, to look inward. Because as long as we don't face the emotional weight of our past, we keep repeating patterns that keep us stuck. And so I'm truly excited because it is aligned with what I so love doing every day, helping people like you and me, just doing just that, letting go of what no longer serves us so we can live, lead, and love from that place of, I call it, inner strength, freedom, and fulfillment. And Amanda certainly is going to show us how to step into a future that truly feels your own. I trust that this episode will inspire you, ground you, and open up new doors, new opportunities for you, new action steps, tips, and strategies that you can start taking today. I can't wait to talk to Amanda Charles just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Of course, here, as I said in the intro, I am actually very intrigued to talk to Amanda Charles. Now, Amanda, you have just come back, and I'm going to start with that because I think it's so exciting. You have just come back from an amazing trip, and you told me just now that you are a different person than when you left. Just explain in 2 minutes, what have you been doing?
Yes, so I've just come back from Chile. I had 5 weeks there with, I don't know whether you know Alberto Villoldo, he's also another Hay House author. He's a shaman, an anthropologist, and I went there to become a shaman, actually.
Is that? I'm actually very intrigued.
So interestingly, when I started looking into it, I realized it's very similar to what I do. It's very much kind of looking at energy consciousness in order to provide balance and help people to heal themselves, and bringing in kind of the different levels of the self, which obviously I'm sure we'll end up talking about when we get on to my work. But yeah, fantastic. 28 days, 300 hours of training. All working on each other energetically, you know, it's amazing what you find when you start delving in. You know, I've done so much work over the years, but there was still some more to come out. So, yeah, I feel renewed.
Yeah, so, but your personal story is actually quite remarkable, because this show is called From Stress to Authentic Success. So let's go back, because it's so important to look at your past, release the past, all that. So let's look at where you come from. What has this meant in your life to become the person that you are right now? So tell us a little bit about the traumas, and because there's a lot that I read about you that I think, whoa,
Yeah, there is a lot, and it's really hard to know where to start. But like you say, it's good to go back to the beginning. And in terms of kind of how I've become the person I am today, personally and professionally, I think it's probably quite nice to start with when I kind of left university, and I used to work for Reuters in leadership development, change management, corporate HR. Quite a stressful environment, and not that it should be in HR, but it was. And I became really quite ill, and I'll explain. I developed a pituitary tumor, and when I was 21, that was when it was diagnosed. And I was originally given this medication that they give to people with Parkinson's disease. I really didn't get on with it. It made me very, very poorly, and so not the consultant wasn't particularly very happy. But I said I need to come off it for a while. And a girl that worked for me came into the office, and she said, "My husband feels like he really needs to help you." And I just thought that was very strange. I didn't really know her very well. And they'd gone off and they'd learned Reiki, this healing practice, Reiki 1 and 2 they'd done. And he just had this sense he needed to help me. So it was kind of them. I was very poorly, so I went along and I had
Of
Reiki. And
course.
at that point, I was quite skeptical. I was just like, didn't know what any of this was. And the first session, it's like, thank you very much. No, you need to come back tomorrow. I was like, okay. And because they were being so kind, I thought, right, I went along and I thought, this time I'm just going to let go and I'm going to allow whatever needs to happen to unfold. Because actually, in hindsight, I think I was blocking it with my thoughts and my
Of
disbelief
course,
in
yes.
what this was. I was judging them. And on this occasion, I just kind of let go, and I started seeing these purple pulsating balls coming through, and it felt like there was only two of them, but it felt like there was kind of eight of them, and I could sense things in the room. And then suddenly, I had these memories of when I was growing up, and these experiences that I was having. So I knew that you could feel energy, and I'd predicted lots of things that were going to happen in the future. I knew that my uncle was going to die after my granddad did.
Wow.
My mum, my uncle's going to die from a broken heart, her brother. And he was only 35, so she obviously thought I was a bit strange, just ignored it. And he died a few months later from heart failure. I didn't know he was waiting for a triple heart bypass. I told her things about her sister and these little girls that were waiting to be born, so many different things. But there were also some quite scary situations that I would have. And so I think I cut them off. And I had this awareness during this healing that actually it was for me blocking that side of myself, the kind of the more spiritual,
Yeah,
the
the
healing side.
intuitive, the yeah.
Absolutely. That I created a physical manifestation of that block that created this pituitary tumor. So I'm sure you know the pituitary and the pineal gland are
Of
connected.
course.
So the pineal is where we connect in energetically and access healing vibrational frequencies. So that started me on a journey. So I quickly went off and I learned Reiki myself. I started reading Deepak Chopra's Quantum Healing,
Yes.
learning about quantum science. So this is like, I'm 49 now. This was when I was 21, 22.
Wow.
And I just kind of took myself off and I started kind of meditating, and somehow I kind of connected in with this frequency that allowed me to heal myself. And I was working on the physical, I was working on the emotional, I was working kind of energetically and looking at the thoughts. And somehow I managed to heal my tumor. My levels went from
Wow.
15,000 to less than 10. And the consultant, all he could write through my notes was spontaneous recovery, question mark, question mark. So it was hard for him to acknowledge that actually something that I was doing had actually facilitated that change.
Wow.
Yeah,
And
so
so
that.
what did that mean to you?
Well, to me at that stage, you would think, okay, so now I know that we need to look at ourselves as multidimensional, energetic beings, and we need to, pay attention to what's happening on all of these different levels of the self if we're to stay healthy and whole. However, I went back to work at Reuters. I went back into the
Did
stressful.
you? Back
Yes.
into the same world, you mean, like the same
Yeah.
energy?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
You'd have thought I'd have
Okay.
learnt, but I didn't learn at that point. And this is really key because actually, just because you heal doesn't mean you stay healed. You have to keep working on what it is that you've done to heal
Course.
yourself. I see that often with clients. You know, they'll come back and they're like, you've stopped doing your meditation, you've stopped doing XYZ, and you know, you start to see it coming through, and they're like, oh yeah, but I was better. And it's like, yeah, you were. And if you want to stay well, then you need to maintain what you're doing. So I went back to work for Reuters, and interestingly, so I'd been told by two doctors that I wasn't supposed to be able to have my own children because of the tumor and because of endometriosis
Yes.
scarring.
Wow.
But indirectly, I'd actually healed that as well. So I became pregnant. And it was only through that pregnancy that I realized actually I'm out of alignment again. And it was from that point on, I kind of put out into the universe. I didn't know anything about the universe at that point, by the way. But I put out there that I wanted to take voluntary redundancy. And I did, and I retrained from occupational psychology to counselling psychology. I became a chartered counselling psychologist, hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, etc. And I created, that's where my journey to become the psychic psychologist began, really. But it was only really when my daughter was three and I was pregnant with my second daughter that everything sh shifted, because 2 months into the pregnancy, my sister-in-law died. 3 months into the pregnancy, my mum died. 5 months into the pregnancy, my brother-in-law died. The next day, my dad's best friend. I had a really traumatic birth because since a young age, I have precognitive dreams where things actually happen. I see it in my dream and it comes true. And I kept having this dream that during the birth, a midwife would come in, Kate Waldger, her name. I could see the name every time I had this dream. I would see her name. I didn't know who she was in real life. And then at that point, the dream would end, and I would know that that would be the point where one of us would die, but I wouldn't know who it was. And the psychologist in me would say, well, of course, you've just experienced loads of deaths. The trauma of that, the stress of that is going to impact you.
That's
Of
why
course.
you see that. Yeah.
Yeah. The psychic in me is like, well, actually, since you were a young child, you've predicted things and they've always come true. And this is the same kind of dream. And so I was very fearful of this
Course.
birth, obviously. And
Course.
actually, during the birth, Kate Waldger came in, this midwife I'd never met. And it was when I was due to push, and there was no sound. There was no sound. And in that moment, a part of me died. I was just like, oh my goodness, I've given birth to, you know, I've now got to live
Oh,
with
yeah.
me. You know, why did I survive? I've got to live the rest of my life knowing this. But actually, in hindsight, what I'd done with my healing previously with the tumor is I had somehow known that I needed to extend my timeline and consciously construct a future where I was healed, which is what I'd been doing. And so when I'd had these dreams, I decided to try it with the birth as well. I
With
had nothing to
yourself.
do. Yeah. So if it did something, then it might help. If it didn't, then I'm not losing anything. So I
Yeah,
extended
true.
my timeline and the baby's timeline and consciously constructed a future where we both survived.
Yes.
And in that moment, obviously, I believed that she was dead. And then she wasn't.
Wow.
She survived. I survived. Whether it was doing that, I don't know. But, you know, yeah, she's here today. Now she's 19 and my youngest is 24. That's how long it's been. And then 9 weeks later, my brother died at 36 from heart failure.
Wow. That's
Then
a
my
lot of death around you, hey? The
I it's
energy of that trauma, the,
yeah.
again and again and again, saying goodbye
Yeah.
or not goodbye and not even being able to say goodbye.
They were always
Wow.
sudden,
Sudden.
no, nothing, you would never expect it until. So then my father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer and we nursed him the following year. And my own dad was diagnosed with a very rare brain disease, multiple system atrophy, where
Wow.
various areas of the brain are just lose, he lost all functioning and it was
Wow.
locked in his body, a bit like motor neurone
Yes.
disease. And
Yes.
then that was over the next 10 years. So I experienced them all, sudden deaths and this long drawn out death whilst bringing up
Talking
my.
about stress, Amanda, I mean, you know, how did you stay in your center then? How did you
At
do this?
times
How
I
did you
didn't.
handle this, manage this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, at times I didn't. And the way it manifested was not because I didn't lose myself. I kept on and I'm a survivor and I kept pushing on. And that was the problem. That
Yes.
was the problem because it has to come out somewhere.
Yes.
All the deaths
Yes.
when you're pregnant, your body's going to protect you.
Of course.
And then you're bringing up babies, you know, you're bringing up children. But for me, it came out, it physically manifested again. So I was diagnosed with ME, mitochondrial disorder, inflammatory bowel disease, like you name it. I can tick a huge long list. And it was, in my belief, all the trauma, you know, my legs would give away. I couldn't carry anymore. So my legs would just buckle as I was walking. I had so much pain in my body, and that was the emotional pain trying to work its way through.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm meaning by, you would think that I learned at 22, 21, 22, what you need to do to stay whole, to stay well. But life takes over.
Of course.
So it was from all these deaths that I then reconnected and started this multidimensional approach to healing again.
Wow.
Actually, through that I was able to fully release the.
It's beautiful that you've experienced it all, and as hard as it was, that you've experienced it all yourself first. That's always so powerful in any story, to experience even the healing, the going through the journey. And so can you tell us a little bit, what have you learned the most of yourself on this journey? What is your biggest lesson in this whole story?
Yeah, it's interesting because I, through my own life experience, through working with clients, through reading the science, I know, and this is the difference, isn't it? You're saying it's good when you've experienced it yourself. Then you know for sure.
Yes.
You don't just believe something. You haven't just read something. I know that we all have the power within to help and heal ourselves. You know, when we have that conscious awareness of what it is that's impacting us, and we make that decision, that choice to look at that on the physical level, we're physical beings, right? We're physical beings. Physical world, we've got to look at what we're doing internally, externally, what environment we're in, you know, who we surround ourselves with, what we're feeding ourselves, everything on a physical level. We need to look at that and the impact that might be having. I very much talk about, you know, it's not just our body that speaks our truth, it's our experiences, you know, it's reflected back to us. You know, during that time, my husband was cheating, and when I confronted him, when my father was dying, he went deaf in one ear. Literally. And that's because he didn't want to hear. So we have to look at what our life is speaking to us as well. We need to look at the emotional impact that's having on us, because that generates the biochemistry in the body that causes that disease. We need to look at those thoughts that are being impacted by those emotions and that are then generating the emotions. And then we really need to look at our relationship with ourselves and other people. And all of that has shown me that. And I realized that when I was a very young child, I knew actually that I was going to experience lots of suffering.
Is it?
I did. But I would knew that I would experience enough to be able to connect with other people, but that they wouldn't, but I'd be able to get through it. And obviously back then I didn't know what that might be. And I have a very strong belief, in answer to your question, that I'm here to show people all around the world that they have the power within to help and heal. That we don't have to look outside of ourselves, because when we're looking outside, we're giving our power away and we're seeking something that we don't already have, but actually we do. We believe we don't, but we do.
I think we don't realize our own inner richness. You know, you always look at outside what others do and you compare yourself, and we don't realize enough. It gives me goosebumps every time, you know, I talk about it, how powerful we actually are as that energetic human being. But tell me a little bit, anyone listening, having at this moment a huge physical diagnosis, disease, you know, whatever happens in their life now, and I'm talking to you out there who's listening with loyalty to the show every single week, what would you say to that person to give them a sort of first step advice or something they can take away from this show to do, actually to take action? Because it's all fine to hear this story and to hear your wisdom, but practically, what would be a first step if I, for example, am suffering, you know, my whole left side is blocked, I can feel the spasm in my, whatever I experience, what is your first step?
The first step, and I would say the most important step, is to not identify with that diagnosis. So I'm not saying don't
Great.
go with conventional things. Absolutely do. That's the physical level. Don't identify with it, because the moment you identify with that, then that becomes a part of who you are.
I agree.
So I've literally, so when I recorded my audiobook, so that was not November, the November before, I was rushed into hospital with a suspected stroke, grade 7 on the stroke
Wow.
scale. Long-term acute inpatient rehabilitation, 6 to 8 months that should have taken, and my book was coming out in 2 months' time. I literally couldn't feed myself, I couldn't pick up anything, I was in a wheelchair, and I had to then firstly not identify as
Yes, I
someone that
agree.
had a stroke, which is, if you listen to my language, suspected stroke. I won't connect with that. Tumor, I was able to heal from the tumor, because I didn't go around saying I've got a tumor in my brain. I am
It's
ill.
not mine.
Yeah.
It's something
It's
you
separate.
distance yourself from it.
Absolutely. So that's not to say you're detached from it and you're denying it exists,
No.
but
I
you're
see
not
what you're saying.
taking that, you're not wearing that as a part of who you are. So that's the really most important factor. It also, what's very important is to take that space. So often people experience things, as we've just noticed, from trauma, from stress. And I know, that people are here listening to your show because of it's stress to success. And that creates the biochemistry in the body. We know where that goes. And so first of all, we've got to tone down that stress response system. And actually, breath work, it sounds crazy.
Yes.
Work is the most simplest thing. We all just breathe, but that's the one thing that actually can help switch off that stress response. And so it's taking that space and that time. So we're not identifying with the diagnosis. We're coming back to the self. We need to come back to the self, connect in with the body, jump out of this mind, because the moment you're ill, you're in pain, you've been given a diagnosis, that's going to take your thoughts everywhere. We all Google, got the Google doctor, haven't we? And so we need to just step into the self every day, stepping in, dropping into the body,
Is
becoming aware.
that by meditation, you mean?
Yeah, by
Or
meditation, but for
even
some
just being
people,
present in
being
the
present,
here and the
exactly.
now? Yeah,
Yeah, some people,
that's,
meditation can be a big word, and they're like, oh no, I want to clear my mind, I don't know what I'm doing. Just being present with the body, dropping into the body, having that awareness. And create, lots of research shows about visualization as well.
Yes.
Again, another simple thing. But I was visualizing myself getting better from this stroke. I healed, got better from my stroke within 6 weeks, not 6 to 8 months. I was on the stage with my book, and that was because I knew the research. I knew that, there's no difference between, they've seen the brains of somebody that has visually rehearsed getting better versus somebody that's had physiotherapy. So I would be dropping into the body, consciously
Visualize
constructing
yourself.
how you want to be, who you want to be, how you want to feel, and extending out your timeline into the future and projecting that into the future and bringing back those steps. And then on that physical level, so we've looked at what you're thinking, we've looked at your emotions, what you're connecting in with, how you want to feel. And then on the
The
physical,
feeling is important, hey? Because
it's
it's
huge.
not just, it's not just the thinking, the seeing, it's also the feeling, because that's a different kind of energy healing, I feel, that's how I experience it. If you can feel it, it has a different dimension.
Yeah, because when you're feeling something, so the brain doesn't really know what's real and what's not. It just knows what it's just an information processor. And there's more information that goes up from the heart to the brain than comes down. So what you're feeding it with, those emotions, that biochemistry, remember, that gets created from your emotions, that's huge. That's going to
Yes.
generate what you're wanting in your life. So yes, the feeling is what you're wanting. You want it to lift your frequency to that healed frequency.
And Amanda, just so that I just want to explain this to anyone listening. I hear a lot, but that's not easy because people know what they want and how they not want to feel, but they don't know. No, I'm saying people, they don't know what they really want and how they know how they don't want to feel. They don't want to feel stressed. They don't want to feel stuck. They don't want to feel this. They don't want, because they have that conditioned pattern in there. But they hardly can imagine and feel what they do want. So how do, is there a specific exercise or little step that they can do to go and find out the future? Because you're talking, that's a bit your strength, I think. It's like as if you know, the way you're explaining it, it's because a lot of people, the past, healing the past, releasing the past, being in the present, but it's that I'm very intrigued in that how to futurize yourself in that kind of energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we have a timeline, and you know, we are capable of, and this research, we are capable of bringing that future into the present.
I find that very intriguing.
Yeah, and the first thing you've got to do, you know, when you're thinking about I don't want to feel pain, I don't want to do that, you're actually generating that, because that you can see
manifesting.
Just by, I can see when you were doing it, you know, you're just going, you're kind of wearing that, you're identifying with that.
True.
So you're absolutely right. We all focus on what we don't want and not what we do want. And, you know, even if you don't, I mean, we're talking about stress and things. I think most people know how they want their life to be. You know, I don't want to be ill and stuck in bed, unable to function. So what would you rather have? Well, I'd rather be out there, I don't know, walking
on
a
beach. Yeah.
Or, you know, so just go with that. You might not know end result, but you might know some of the steps in order to get you there. And so that's where you need to take your mind. And even if you can't find that, when you don't want pain, what do you want? I want peace. Okay, what does peace look like for you? Because it's different for everybody. Go back to a time when you felt peaceful.
Yes.
If you've never had a time when you felt peaceful, imagine what that might be like for you. And even just that imagining allows you to connect in with that, and replaying it over and over again.
Repetition, repetition, repetition.
Yeah, because then you're etching out the neural networks in the brain and that biochemistry in the body to start producing it itself. And then naturally, instead of going down, think of it as a river. You know, you've had that river in the brain going down to those negative thoughts, and you're gradually etching out a new path for it. And then over time, it's going to start taking that one. But in action is really important as well. I really want to remember to say that. You know, what I often say to people is, what three things, even one if you can't find three, what three things can I do today
that I agree.
Will take me one step closer to becoming my future self? Because you have to act on it. You know, it's all very well. People,
it's not staying the victim of what's happening to you. It's actually really taking action. Yeah, I agree. And about what you were saying, what I found a very good metaphor is that people understand that they have been for years driving in the right lane. I mean, in England, it's different. It's the left lane. But in Belgium, it's the right lane, you know, where all the trucks and you know, the wheels are going in there. And you don't even have to steer your steering wheel, because it goes on its own. So when you start changing, you're changing lanes. And so in the beginning, it's very uncomfortable. So I always like using, I'm glad you use metaphors, because it gives you the image already on how to go onto the left lane for you guys in the UK, the, you know, the right one. Tell me a little bit, just to, I'm not saying finishing off, but time goes very quickly. Your book, I mean, what is the key message there that you want to give? Because it's about, as I understood, heal your past, find peace in the present, and transform your future. What is the key message there, shortly,
well,
in very
short? A bit like I've just said, that we have the power within to help and heal ourselves. So it takes you on a journey through your timeline. It helps you to regulate the stress response system in the present, find peace in the present, then, so that we're able to go back and heal the past from before, during, and after your birth. So there's research there. So with intrauterine trauma, obviously that's my own experience too. Past life trauma, you know, crazy. There's so much research on that. Cellular memory. There's a load of things that we are born with that can impact our capacity to tolerate stress.
Yes.
To work with trauma. So we work on all the levels of the self. I created the hierarchy of healing to release that past, because without doing that, that past is projected into the present and onto the future. That's why we often repeat the same problems again and again and again.
Yes.
So we need conscious awareness. And then it takes you to your future self, a bit like we just did then, so that you can consciously construct your future self on all those levels of the self and bring that down into the present moment. So being in a timeline from when I was a child, able to.
And I know you've just come back and you are a shaman now, but let's give the anyone listening, like, do you have a statement, a quote you live by that you can bring here today, so to inspire, motivate people, apart from you can heal from within? Is there a quote that you live by?
I mean, one thing that I would say to people that just jumped into my head, there's so many different quotes that
yeah,
I would say,
of course.
Is very much the moment you realize who you truly are is the moment you truly heal. Because it's knowing who you truly are, that you're this multidimensional self, that it's, if you don't know that, then you're stuck in this plane and you can't elevate and release things on all those levels. If we're only looking at a limited part of who we are, then we're only finding a small part of the solution, and then it comes back in another way. So that's what I would say. We truly heal when we realize who we truly are.
Wow, that's very powerful, huh?
Thank you.
Very, very powerful. And it reflects for me a little bit who you are, to be honest. Your energy, your experience, I thought I've had a lot of things in my life and experienced a lot of, I'm not always talking about trauma, because I found trauma has a bad energy about it, and life happens for us. Whatever happens, of course, it's a shock to the system, when things like that happen, like a loss, like, of course, I lost my little brother at 5 years old. So, of course, it's a big loss. But even the term for me, trauma, has such a negative thing around it that I sometimes think we should call it
something more
transformative.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Then the TR is actually trauma, transformation. It's actually very, so thank you. That's what I felt in your energy. It's that all the trauma that you've lived, there's been so much transformation that, as you say, and I'm very intrigued about transforming your future. I find that a very beautiful thing. So thank you, Amanda. I really appreciate this conversation. Is there one word you want to end with? One thing you want to say?
I think it's just connection, connecting with the self. That's the most important thing. And then when you connect with yourself, then you can connect with other people. And and then by connecting with other people, then we can heal as a
And I thank you for our connection. I'm going to have a little break and I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you for tuning back with us, because as I promised you, this was quite a conversation. As I told you, I always love when people walk their talk. And if there's someone who's walking her talk, I do believe it is Amanda. When you hear the traumas she had in her life, that she, as I was saying at the end of the interview, was taking her traumas towards transformation. And that really intrigued me, because isn't it amazing how she explains to us that you can heal, but then you need to continue the work, because to stay well, to stay whole, it keeps on coming. And I call that practicing conscious self-care every single day. It is extending your time here, your timeline, as Amanda says, and consciously construct that future where you are healed again and again. When our body gives those signals, it is trying to protect you. When it shows diseases, it is all about emotional pain that shows into your body. And as Amanda and myself, we say every day, you have the power within to heal yourself. It started with Louis Hay's first book, I believe, You Can Heal Your Life, when we all realized that that is exactly what we can do. We are physical beings. Our body and our experiences reflect, actually really reflect. Life is speaking to us on how we are on the inside. There's a few things that we can take away from this conversation, like, for example, the advice that she gave us not to identify with your symptoms, with your disease, with your diagnosis. It's not your diagnosis. It's not your disease. As I just was saying, you see how easily we say your disease, your diagnosis. It's my depression. It's my headache. It's my migraine. It's my back pain. No, it is not. That is one huge, beautiful tip. The same thing with the breathing. As always, in so many of the interviews, we've come back how important and impactful that breathing can be for you and for myself. I do a lot of breathing every day. Every time it's about abdominal breathing, it's about breathing out more than breathing in. It's all the simple strategies that can really help to bring down that stress response in our body. And of course, as she says, instead of being always in the head, we need to drop into the body. This morning, I had a conversation with a potential client who was telling me how he was living in his head all the time. And he knows so much. He's a spiritual person in his own way, but it's the dropping down in the body. It's going to connect with who you are, with your authentic self, as we call it. So it's all taking actions, small steps that compound at the end. And one of the steps that Amanda Charles was showing to us, and which is a really, really great tip, is about visualization. Because the brain is just an info processor, as she was telling us. It feeds, you know, in what is it that you want? What is it exactly? How do you want to feel? Those questions can bring your future into your present. So the exercise of visualization and feeling yourself into who you want to feel is a huge thing. And I have seen it in my own life as a grandmother of five now, how important these little steps can be. Finishing off with knowing who you truly are so you can heal without any limitation. Connect with who you truly are. Connect with others. It's all about that. Isn't it a beautiful title to say, heal your past. Find peace, be present, go into the present, into your body, and transform the trauma into your future self, being that free, fulfilled person. Now, let me tell you that this episode, this conversation has really inspired me, I have to say. And the fact that you're still here, it means that this episode probably has done something for you. It has touched you probably. Maybe it stirred something you've been carrying for a while. Maybe it's simply reminding you of something, that your past does not define your future, that your diagnosis or your whatever you are struggling with is not defining you as a person. So let me ask you this. What if this is your moment that you needed to hear this at this moment? The moment that you stop running, that you start choosing with clarity, with courage, and with compassion for you, for yourself. And if that resonates with you, I just would love you to connect with me. I really would like that. Let's explore what's really possible for you when you say yes to your own inner peace, your own healing, your own version of that authentic full life, freedom, and fulfillment. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can mail me at daniela@danielsachs.com to book a personal conversation with me. Of course, no pressure. And I just want to say to you, I say that to you because you are your best investment, always. Until next time, I say from my heart to yours, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.